Hi, this is Megan Taylor, the Director for Content and Research at the International Bunch. On the blog today, we're talking about Pride Month 2023 and looking at the current scholarly communications landscape in relation to LGBTQ+ and DEIA. A diverse and inclusive workforce is vital for creating a thriving scholarly communications community. Is the scholarly communications community where it should be regarding diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility? Speakers at London Book Fair earlier in 2023 explored how the STM publishing industry is becoming increasingly diverse, but there is still much to be done to create a truly inclusive industry where people can bring their authentic selves to the workplace. With that in mind, we're exploring the DEIA developments in the industry in honour of Pride Month. What are we doing well as an industry and where can we improve? Let's explore. The UK Publishing Workforce Diversity, Inclusion and Belonging Survey from 2022 highlighted two key statistics. 15% of workers in the industry identify as lesbian, gay or self-describing their sexual orientation. This number is a significant increase from 8% in 2018. It's the largest increase is in those identifying as bisexual. This is in comparison to 3% of the overall population in the 2021 census. 1% of respondents to the survey were transgender. This aligns with the statistics in the 2021 census. These signs are promising, but are LGBTQ+ people able to be their authentic selves in the workplace? A 2022 study shared that openly LGBTQ+ academic scientists publish the most out of all of their peers. Thus, being open about who you are is crucial to academic and general success in the workplace. Does our workforce create the ability to be open in this way? According to a study earlier this year from charity Just Like Us, 25% of LGBTQ+ young adults don't feel comfortable enough to share their sexuality or gender in the workplace. If this number extends into our industry, are we doing enough to ensure that every person feels comfortable enough to be themselves? Is the publishing industry really creating a space where all people can enter the workforce and feel comfortable? Knowing where to start with diversity initiatives can be very challenging for many publishers that have not historically had a DEIA plan. Volunteers at the Coalition for Diversity and Inclusion and Scholarly Communications created resources for organisations to use when creating their own DEIA strategy to take away some of the guesswork. Resources in the series include information on how to use inclusive language and images in scholarly communications, an anti-racism toolkit, and the toolkit for disability equity in the industry. In January 2023, the Publishers Association released the Inclusivity Action Plan. This includes 10 commitments for organisations in the industry to take to become more inclusive over the coming years between 2023 and 2026. It includes the following commandments: develop and embed an inclusivity policy which is set and driven by senior leadership. Develop a governance model. Commit to data collection and support consistent cross-industry data collection. Ensure your output is accessible, authentic and inclusive. Ensure that all staff participate in inclusivity training or have opportunities to learn. Provide opportunities for flexible, hybrid, agile and part-time working. Create clear career progression pathways. Provide opportunities for mentoring. Create opportunities for hiring from underrepresented groups. And work towards pay equity, including salary transparency. Efforts are already being made in the industry to become more inclusive with the introduction of sensitivity readers. As explored in London Book Fair in 2023, STEM content is being created using more diverse anatomy models and patients for health titles. In fact, even broader developments like open access are benefiting women researchers. Publishers Weekly stated that being an ally means taking an active stance for the rights of a minority or marginalised group without being a member of it. In truth, the ability to create a more inclusive future for LGBTQ plus individuals rests in our own hands. By confronting our biases and changing our behaviour, we can help to contribute to create an environment where everyone feels welcome. Some great tips to become a better ally include being aware of how you can support your co-workers, challenging any microaggressions that you see in the workplace, educating yourself on the LGBTQ plus community, staying informed about policy and law changes for LGBTQ plus people, using inclusive language in your communications and how you speak in the workplace, and using a person's correct pronouns. The scholarly communications industry is making tremendous progress when it comes to creating a fair and inclusive environment. The industry consists of a mostly female workforce with a majority in executive positions, which is an unusual fact in comparison with most other industries. Progress is being made to further create a diverse workforce. The future is bright for a more inclusive industry, as long as we continue along this way. Thank you for listening.